good to see everyone over on a good Shabbos. Let's begin, okay? Let's begin. All right, we got a lot to see. So we're at the Gemara in Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara in the Gimel and Beis is looking for a what? What's it looking for? It's looking for who's the Tan of our Mishnah. Who's the Tan of the Mishnah that requires before the Nechtim, which means what? You need Lishmo both on Ksiva and Chasima. You know, I'm getting every word out. Gabriel, you need Lishmo and Ksiva. Get every word out. Who's the Tana that requires Lishmo and Ksiva and the Chasima? Who's the Tana? The Gemara's been pilpuling in Gimel Beis. First, the Gemara tried on the top of Gimel Beis, Remeir. Gemara what? Deflected that right away. Remeir requires Chasima and what? Lishmo and Chasima is not Ksiva. So it can't be him, because he wouldn't require Fana Necha. Then the Gemara said, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar, you can't be Rabbi Elazar, what happened, Yamin? Because he requires the Shema and the Ksiva, not Chasima. You shouldn't need to sit in front of Nechta, yes? So then the Gemara says, oh, I know what I'll tell you. Maybe Rabbi Elazar requires the Shema and the Rabbanon. Midrabbanon and the Chasima, yes? And if you don't have it, it's Ma'akev. Gemara said, that's wrong too. Quotes the Shlosha Gittim Suvin. And Rabbi Elazar says, it's all Kasher, even Minatari, Minatari, Midrabbanon. Then the Gemara says, I have a new proposal, a fourth proposal. You have a proposal, you write business. You want to make a proposal, right? To gain some business, right? A marketing, advertising. Well, there are proposals in the Gemara, which are the real proposals. And the Gemara makes a fourth proposal. What's the fourth proposal? Maybe Remeir does not require what? Maybe Remeir does not require Lishma. He only requires Lishma and the Chasimas, but Min Rabbanan he requires Lishma and the Ksiva. Boy! What does boy mean? Requires, and requires means if you don't do it, it's going to be what? Puzzle. Let's read the Gemara inside. Four lines on the bottom. Yeah, you want to read, Arya? Yeah, go ahead, Arya. Oh, Arya, let's go. Let's go, be dumbing. Bella. What does boy mean? Boy means requires even mineral abundant. If you don't do it, it's my kids. Up, Tysus. Guys, Tysus on the bottom. Let's go. Tosfos says when the word says the word boy, he teaches us how to learn. Tosfos says, what does boy mean, Iron? What does boy mean? Required if you don't do it, it's what? It's possible to be the Evan. Contrasting what din did we learn on the top of the Yomut? Mukhubar. Yes? What did Mukhubar mean? Don't write the leaf when it's what? Don't write the get when it's on a leaf when it's still Mukhubar the Bidrobon Khilulo. But B'di'evni, if he did it, was what? It was kosher. B'di'evni, if he did it, was kosher. We're going to get to that in the Tysus. But Tysus is pointing out, does the word boy mean, Eliezer? What does boy mean? Boy means it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev B'di'evni. Go ahead. No.
The B'inyin Acher.
Start from the beginning of the Ramaskal. Get it what?
In the Pinrush.
Because what's the Binyan Acher mean? What is the Binyan Acher? In any other manner, we cannot establish the Mishnah like him, like we said above. What do you mean we said above? Which Tosus? Tosus on the top. What did Tosus say on the top of the Yomim? That if something's B'di'evi kosher, would they make a takana and find a nectar was good? Yes or no? You guys got to know this. We mentioned this on Thursday. What does it mean, kid appreciates? Well, first of all, you got to identify where that is. Where is that? Tosus on the top of the Yomim. It's not always in previous Tosus. It could be Tosus many before that. What does the top Tosus say in the middle? The Yesh Lomar to what? That if something B'di'evi is kosher, they're not going to make a takana for it. If something's only required in the Chachilo, and B'di'evit it's not Ma'akev, they're not going to make a takana of a fun and nechta for it. A takana is a public policy thing that they institute, you better do it, and if we don't verify they have it, it must be something that's Ma'akev. Remember that, Tysus, we said? Does everyone remember that? Underline that. Eliezer, you remember that? Yeshua, Fili, the Chachilo, boy, Xil, Lishmon, Lomit, Tukum, Asliz, Kavase. Came B'di'evit, Kosher, Lomit, Tukum, Lomit, Fun and Nechta. They wouldn't have made such a takana. They won't make a takana for something to verify it's not needed to be the evidence. So he says, when we say boy, it means the real stuff. If you don't have it, it's ma'akev. Because otherwise it wouldn't make such a takana. Read the next line. Now he says, Vim Tomar.
Vim
So what's Toys asking now? What's he asking now, Bench? He's asking, I got a problem with this. Because when we established a Mishnah like Rameir, which Mishnah? Enkos Mechubra, Chafavun Beis, Reish Lakish was the one who said the Mishnah's like Rameir. Is that correct, Gabriel? You remember that, Reish Lakish? How do you interpret the Mishnah? You wrote the get out of leaf while is attached, the ksiva. Then what did you do? Then you what? Binyamin, guys, Asher, please focus. What do you do after you write the get on the leaf? You detach it, then you sign it. That's Reish Lakish is trying to according to a mayor, yes? But why do we say you can't write it on there if a mayor doesn't care about ksiva? What was the reason for that? Usher, you tell me. What was the reason why you're not allowed to write anything on the leaf, the ksiva, on chafavon beis? Because it might lead you to what? Sign it when it's attached, yes? So you see the rabbanon there. What happens if you did do it like that?
It's kosher b'di'evit.
Yes, so why is that kosher b'di'evit? And that when it comes to lishma, we're saying that it's possible b'di'evit. That's what Tais is bothered by. Why, when it comes to lishma, is the Gemara adamant that boy means what? It's all or nothing. If you don't do it, it's possible. And when it came to one mechubra, we had only the karchim. That's what Tais is bothered by. You got that? And he says, I'll tell you 100%. Please get this down. Don't get to you in the sec bench. This is, means the rabbanon. It meant the Rabbanon, because the Raisa, there's no chiluk between lechat chiluk b'di'evit. What do you mean the Raisa? On the Raisa plane, there is no concept between what? There is no concept, there is no difference between what? Between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. So we pointed out on the board yesterday, on Thursday, what do we point out? That there's a Tyson Nidus Samachon Beis that we identified as a Shechner's favorite Tyson Shas. Benji told me that he asked Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah doesn't know what his favorite place is. Well, we're saying that it is, right? We're saying that it is, the Lysa. And I told the boys in the Kohel it would be on the Mechina, and it was the Lysa. So he agreed to it. He agreed that was true. But he said he didn't identify. It was not Maida that was his favorite place. Okay? We're saying that it is. Okay? Whatever it is, if you hold something as the Raisa, yes, there is no concept of like a woman going to the mikvah is a matter. It's good no matter what. It's good no matter what, whether it's the rice or the rabbono. It's good whether it's lachil b'di'evit. Is she tahor after going to the mikvah or not? That's a matter. But on a mitzvah, what did they say?
There is a
you get 15 points from Hashem or 5 points. Their tosas and nidah is machal. So we said, is tosas here mean like tosas and nidah? Well, that depends. If it gets a matter, then it's like going to the mikvah. Yes? And he's saying there's no dusluk, either it's a good get or it's not a good get. So maybe he means like Taisanita. Or maybe he means like the Ritva and Sukkah, because if get is a mitzvah, what did the Ritva say in Sukkah? That on mitzvahs, on a Diraisa level, there is no difference between the Hakim and the other. Even mitzvahs. Mitzvahs on a Drabbanan level, the Rabbanan could say, you were Yotzei what? Doesn't have to be a mitzvah, but I think on Thursday I want to correct that. I was having a discussion with Roblowski Street on Friday on the street in Psaic. He was talking to everywhere. Yeah, I think he's correct. I might have said on Thursday by mitzvah the Rabbanon. I think I want to fix that. What the Ritva says, mitzvah on a deraisa plane, Gabriel, get that down. There's no difference in the Chachim and the Yemen. But mitzvah could be a mitzvah deraisa on a rabbinic level. They'll tell you the difference in the Chachim and the Yemen. Meaning the whole chiluk in the Chachim and the Yemen is within the rabbinic prism. You follow what I mean? That's what the Ritva is saying in Sukkah. But mitzvahs on a deraisa level, even mitzvahs, there is no difference between the chachim b'di'evit, which is against Tais and Nidin. So Tais, when he says here, if you all get as a mitzvah, then maybe he means on a deraisa level, there's no difference between the chachim b'di'evit on a deraisa plane, even by mitzvahs. So you can read this Tais in one of two ways. Is he like the Ritva in Sukkah, or is he even like what? Tais and Nidin. Remember we said that? That would depend on whether it gets a mitzvah or not. If you'd ask me, is it get a mitzvah? So what would I say to you? I would say, well, listen. If she was Mizana, who said Znus? Beishamai. Remember? You remember Daf Tzadi? We did it, remember? That was the first thing we did before we started Daf Beis. I know it's a long time ago. Maybe even 2 months ago, right? But in October. It's not even 2 months, about 6 weeks ago. It feels like years ago, no? So that was, remember we did Daf Tzadi? So if you hold she's Mizana, for sure that's a mitzvah to give her a get. If she's burning the children, or if you find someone more attractive, so Those other two shittas said also. But if the star l'maisa, he's giving her a gift for no reason, then in certain situations, it's not really a mitzvah. That's why the Rashba, right, we don't say a bracha on gerush, because it's a low plug. Most times it gets given for the wrong reason, and therefore what? And therefore they made a low plug, never to say a bracha. So it really depends whether a get is a mitzvah or not. No one wants to ever fulfill that mitzvah. God forbid. No one wants to ever fulfill that mitzvah. But in a situation where it has to be done, there is an avenue to a mitzvah. So I guess you would say in certain cases. So when Toysa says that, is it get a mach or a mitzvah? It depends. So therefore you plug it in. Is he like the Ritvin Sukkah or is he like Toysa needed? But I will tell you one thing, that when it comes to Mechubar Aryeh, this is B'dievet, it's kosher on the Derabanan level. Because on a D'raisa level, there's no difference in the Chachil B'dievet. So Toysa asks, why when it comes to Lishma, do we say it's what? Ma'akev min Rabbanan, when it came to Mechubar, it's B'dievet, it's kosher. That's Toysa's kosher, very strong kosher. Yes? Now, what is that assumption under? What is the assumption of that kasha? What do you say? What do you say, Jonathan? What's the assumption of that kasha? Remember we said if it's a distraction, you know, you got the notebook. What is the what? What is the assumption of the kasha of Tosis? Then who's the Tana of that Mishnah over there?
Remeir.
Excellent, Remeir. Excellent, Gabriel. And therefore what? The Tana of Mishnah is Remeir, and we're working within Remeir right here. So that's the assumption of the kasha. That is correct. Excellent, Gabriel. So you see that Tosa assumed that in the Kasha, that what, if you assume that Mishnah of Mechubar's Remeir, and we're assuming our Mishnah of Dapes is Remeir, we got a problem. Why is Lishma possible to Rabbanan, the Akev and the Evid, and Mechubar is not? Yes, Ben, you're very patient. What was the Kasha? What's your Kasha?
What were you saying, what was the Tosa referencing for the this non? That one where you just said about the Mishnah Kabbalah?
Where do you see where he says this non?
Yeah, sorry,
the Tosas Dimra, I'm asking this now. Yeah, when he said Kipri, he's referencing the top Tosas in the middle where he said V'yesh Lomar. That if something's good, B'dievet, they're not going to make a Takana to do it. A Takana is a big thing. So Tosas, you see the middle of that Tosas, the Tran, it said V'yesh Lomar. Underline this 100 times. Kim D'yevet Kasha Loyim Etaknin Lomar Fane Nechta. We're not going to make a Takana for something that's only L'Chachilu. It could be there's a Rashba that might argue on that. Rablowski should point out to me. We didn't point out the Rashba. We're pointing out now, but Tosas we're assuming is Lishli. Tosso, like he says, can a priest dwell? And it makes a lot of sense to Tosas. I mean, a Takana is a big deal. They had the Chum, they had the vote, and you know, this is a public policy Takana. If the evidence kosher, why are you hacking them at China? You're not going to hack people at China and say, you got to do this, if the evidence kosher. Okay? So we got the kosher Tosas? Okay. Yes.
I'm still a little fuzzy on the Tosfos. So we're saying why?
What is the Gemara's proposal here? You tell me. Who's the town of the mission?
Remeir.
Yes, and what Remeir requires? Chasim l'shma b'yiraisa. What about on the Ksiva? He requires a what? The Rabbanan. Boy, and what is that level of the Rabbanan? That if you don't do it, it's going to be what?
Awesome.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how he's learning the word boy. Yes,
yeah.
And what is he? Why does he prove that? Because on a D'raisa level, there's no difference between what? There's no difference between the Chachila and what? And B'dievet. Right? You either need it or you don't need it. So on a D'raisa level, you don't need it. So when the Rabbanan say you need it, it must be it's going to be what? And they say it's Ma'akev B'dievet. The problem with that is that earlier in the Amud, when we quoted that Mishnah of Ein Kosum and Chubar and Chaval and Beis, we had said that that's Reb Meir, according to Reish Lakish, and Reb Meir only said that that's possible only what? L'Chachila. You cannot write the Torah on it. B'dievet, if you did, it's kosher, as long as you sign it when it's talish. So why when it came to Mechubar, when you imposed it in the Rabbanan, it was not Likufa. It was only L'chachiva. And when it comes to Shalom Lishma, we're proposing it should be what? Pasul min the Rabbanan, even Ma'akev. What is the difference between the two? You understand what I'm saying? One Chubar in the Rabbanan, you took it the complete all the way, like Lishma. And over there by Mechubar, you didn't take it all the way. It was only L'chachiva. What is the difference? But the assumption that Kasha is that the Mishnah's Remeir, who is according to Reish Lakish. Remember we had earlier in the Tosis? On that top Tosis, who are the Amorim that said the Mishnah was not Remeir? Who are the Amorim? You tell me. On the top Tosis, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Chafal Meis, and the Mishnah's like a philosopher. Yes, Gabriel.
Can't we just say over there that Remeir, the reason why he said it's Kasha B'yavid is because the whole point was just to get her to make sure that you don't write that you don't do the Chasima. So here's a different reason. It's not
right. Okay, I was thinking a little bit like this last night. In shul, we have father and son learning Saturday night. So I was running up the Marmachimus, and I was thinking a little bit along the lines. And let me formulate what I think you're driving at. I was thinking that Bafaninekmanek is a takana. What's a takana? How do you translate the word takana? It's an enactment. What is a gzera? What's a gzera? How would you translate a gzera? It's a decree. Now, granted, they're both the Rabbana. But what I think you're driving at is that, you know, something that's a gzera is a decree, lest you do something, right? So you're only going to, it's much easier to say that, you know, I'm only going to what? I'm going to make a decree that's only what? L'chachila. But b'dyavad, if you didn't do the shiag, you didn't do the fence, you know, it's still okay. But a takana is like a proactive thing that, you know, we're not gonna hack people in China. You know what that means? In Yiddish, you're not gonna bother. I don't mean to say hack people in China in a bad way, but we're not gonna impose things on people that if it's only a l'chachila. You know what I'm saying? So am I correct with what you're saying? You know what I mean? To formulate what you're saying? That's what I was thinking last night, that I would have maybe answered Tosis Kasha. I want you guys to get this down in your notes, and I think that's what Gabriel was driving at. I'm glad he brought it up. The Bagzera, it lends itself more to say l'chachila. That's the Mechubra case. Binyamin, you follow this turns? I think it's a very sharp turns. But by the evidence kasha, but by a takana, it's either all or nothing. You know what I mean? We make a takana because we want to what? Make sure you do it. If you don't do it, it's ma'akeh. Like Taisha says on the top. You know what I mean? We're not going to get the takana on something. So that's what I was thinking along those lines, that teretz. That's what I think you're driving at. That's what I think you're driving at, Lamais. I was actually thinking that last night when I was writing the Mar Makaimus. That you maybe could say such a chiluk. I want you to get that down in your notes. There was the takana and zero. I'm lazy. I'm going to write it on the board. That's what I was thinking. I didn't see anyone give that answer. I think it's a very good answer. You know what I mean? The only thing, the reason why I think Gavriel Tyson didn't give that answer is because you can also argue back to me and say Xera is also full blown. You know, if you want to put a fence into something, you want to like scare people. So you want to say it's going to be possible if not. You know what I'm saying?
There still is a lesser status as opposed to what we have.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. And you're telling me you see the Xera was not that way. The Xera was if you wrote it on the leaf, it's still good.
Yeah,
it's still good. So Lamais, you're saying that there's a difference between what you call a Xera and what you call a Takana. I was thinking the same thing last night. I think it's a good answer. I want to think about it more. I don't know why. I didn't see anyone quote such an answer. Do you understand that answer, Eliezer?
What's the difference between them?
What is a Xera? A Xera means you might come to do something wrong. So we say don't write it when it's on a leaf. So a Xera, you might say if you did write on a leaf, let it go because it's the signatures which are the key will be when it's detached. It lends itself to what? Let it go. But a takana, like here, b'fanei nechtam, we're only going to make a takana when it's on something that is mamish likufa. That's what I would have said. That's what Gabriel's saying. I think that's a way to, I think it's a very excellent likuder. Very good. Excellent, Gabriel. I was thinking the exact same answer. And I think that's a way to formulate it well, that the difference between Xer and the takana. Okay, maybe if I get a chance, we'll ask Roshekta today. What he thinks about this answer? Okay, go ahead, Ben. You got me here real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, so
you got it now. That's the kasha.
So in our Mishnah, we have a lechafila versus b'dyavad.
No, and our Mishnah is the karma fanei nechta. Our Mishnah, it's either all or nothing. If you don't say it, it's possible, right? That's the takana. Our Mishnah. Chafal beis mechubar. Mechubar, that's only l'chachila. So why is one derabana treat l'chachila? The other one is all or nothing. So the answer that we're suggesting is that one's a gzera, one's a takana. That's what I was thinking. Okay? That's what I was thinking. I give you an example like for this. I mean, this is not really such a great example, but you know, there's a phrase in Shas comes up a few times. Milsalo shchichalo gazari rabana. We've seen it already, I think. I don't remember where. Something that's uncommon, we don't make a gzera. Something's uncommon, we don't make it zero. But maybe we'll make takanas on uncommon things. That's a question. Maybe you do make takanas on common things. Usually not, though, but okay. So I'm just trying to bring up a distinction. You follow me? Now, give me an exer and a takana. Where do you have a takana you make on the Voshich? You got to think about things. Yes, Jonathan Linder. Go ahead.
I've heard an understanding before of the difference between a gzera and a takana. Like, gzera is kind of more preventative in nature. and like tries to prevent something from happening before it even happened, and then
okay.
the Takana is trying to fix something that's kind of all, like already happened. It's too late, and we're trying to like backtrack on it.
Okay, I don't know if that's true in this case, because before that, I'm just trying to verify it was written Lishma or not. So I'm not sure if that fits in exactly. But Lamaisa, Xeris, something bad might happen. Takana is supposed to be proactive. Okay, but that's the verified, like in our case, Brian's the John, it's verified as Don Lishma. So we got this? Okay. Well, please get down that answer. Elias, you got that down? That's a possible answer I want to suggest, and I didn't see anyone say that. That was a good answer. Okay, go ahead. What's the Teretz? Go ahead, Arya, Vishlomar. Now, I kind of spilled the beans in the kasha, that we're assuming the premise of the kasha, the assumption is Rameh. Go ahead, Vishlomar. Wow, what's that answer? What's that answer saying? Usher, you tell me, what's this answer saying? It's a hard answer. You got to put on your thinking cap for this answer. What's the answer? You always got to have a thinking cap. What's the answer? What do you say? Some people wear rally caps and some people wear thinking caps in Torah. Right? So what's the terrorist? At this point of the Gemara, who's it going like, that Tana? That Mishnah and Mechafavim is by Mechubar. What's it going like, Binyamin? Benji, what's it going like? Which time? It's going like, we're switching now. We're going like Rabbi Lazar. What does the Chasmu mean?
Finish
on the Torah. Meaning what? Meaning it's like Rabbi Lazar. What does Rabbi Lazar say? You're not allowed to write the what? The Tofes. When it's Mechubar, because it might lead you to write the what? Torah. Yes? But Bidiyavid, if you did what? Bidiyavid, if you did write the Tofes, you can what? Cut it off and what? Finish what? Writing. But the Mishnah said, Mechasmu doesn't mean sign. It means what? Finish writing the body of the Ged. Remember that? And we quote, where's the Raya that it, sometimes Chasmu means finishing? Where do we see that? Where did Tosus quote? No, come on, from our Masech, Daf Samech, right? About the Torah was given what? Either Hashem gave it all in one shot or he gave it piecemeal. Yes? Torah Chasumanistim means he gave it all in one shot. It wasn't written piecemeal. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. How did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? Did Hashem give it to him? He wrote a piecemeal, or after Hashem gave it all, then he wrote everything. Like they said, Rav Willig should have said that that Rav Schechter was in the Rav Shir, right? He would listen to all the Shirim and be in Shir from the Rav, and then Saturday night, after I guess everyone was playing ball and eating pizza, he would sit and write the Shir for the whole week from the Rav, just by memory. Can you imagine that? There were 2 hours Shirim too. I mean, 6 hours of Shirim. He would just write all the Shirim down, on my side. He would just write all the shirim from Saturday night. Amazing, no? Of all the shirim of the previous week. And then he would write his own horrors. I don't think I ever told you there was in the early 70s, mid-70s, there was a sefer, that a big, tall, black sefer that put out the Rav Chedushim on Hilchos Stam. What's Hilchos Stam?
Sefer
Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. And they had no permission from the Rav. The Rav was alive. Rav died in 94. So Rav Lichtenstein was an Eretz Yisrael, Rashiv of Gush, so the Rav didn't like it, so Rav Lichtenstein bought up all of them. I guess they printed like 200 of them. He bought them all up. And almost after every paragraph, do you know what it says? Sadi Ayin. You know what Sadi Ayin means?
Sarachim.
Meaning that they wrote what he said, that he had, wasn't sure about it. And they didn't realize what it was, Rav Schechter's notes. You know what it said? Dalid Ayin. Das Atzmi. Rav Schechter added his own ha'aras, and they misinterpreted it to be tzadi ayin. So after every paragraph, it says mistakenly tzarachim. Rav Schechter was writing his own ha'aras, das dalad ayin, das atzmi. We write a maramakum, a zaraya, a akasha, terence. Okay? So you see, lemaisa, that's what the word chasuma means. That they wrote, when chasuma means finished, means they finished. So what's the answer to Tosis? That in this small segment of the Gemara, when the Gemara proposes that Rameh requires the Shmamin Rabban on Aksiva, what is the Gemara holding? Who wrote the Gemara? Ravina Rashi. What is the Gemara holding at this point who the Tana is at Chafal from the Rameh? Who's the Tana? Rabbi Lazar. Meaning, according to Rameh, what would Rameh say in the situation of what if you wrote a get and a leaf?
It's puzzling even Bidiyavid.
It would be puzzle even Bidiyavid. Excellent, Gavriel. Excellent. It's puzzle even Bidiyavid. That is the Chiddush. It's possible even Bidiyavid. Meaning at this point of the Gemara is saying that Rameir would say What I suggest about Lishma, that it's boy, that it's ma'akev on a level of the Raisin and the Rabbanon, it's also ma'akev on a level of the Rabbanon on where by the Chubar, and the get would actually be puzzle. Believe it or not, the get, if you're Reb Yochanan, if you're Reb Yochanan and Shmuel, who established the Mishnah Kaf Alfam Beis to be Reb Elazar, they would say, according to Meir, if you wrote the Torah, or the Tofes of Torah on the leaf, I don't know if he would say about the Tofes, but he certainly would write about the Torah. You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. Would be whatever he thinks would lead you to what? To sign it on there would be a problem. So maybe he would say it's a problem with the Tofes. I don't think so, because we always go a step further, you know? We always go only one step. And somebody wouldn't care about the Tofes, but the Torah would bother him, because that might lead you to sign it. And as Gavril, you said very astutely, that would possibly be the Evid. That would mamish be possible be the Evid. Halach lamaisa. So therefore, how did Tais answer his kasha? Asha, you tell me, how did Tais answer his kasha? On the Chubar, we're saying it's only one. On the Chubar, we're saying what? On the Shema, we're proposing that's Ma'akev B'di'evin and Rabbanon. So by the Chubar, we're also going to say it's Ma'akev B'di'evin. Because this Gemara, this segment of the Gemara is going like who? Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, that the Tana is who? Is who? Rabbi Lazar, exactly. Now I grant you there's no indication from the Gemara, but you have to say that. So get down in your notes. When you go from the Elo to here, the Gemara is assuming the Mishnah Kaf Aleph Beis is according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, that the Tana is Rabbi Lazar. Because according to Meir, it's Makim and Yevet. So they're both on the same page. Both the Rabbanans are Makim and Yevet. Lishma, boy means Makim and Yevet, and Mechura also is Makim and Yevet. We just have a question, would it be the Tofes of the Torah? I think it's only the Torah. It's not going to be that extreme. It's enough that we're saying it's Makim and Yevet, you know, I mean, so it's only the Torah. Okay. But we're left in a quandary here. What's the quandary? It's a beautiful pshat in Taisus. What's the quandary? The Marsha and the Marshif pounce on this. You know what they ask? And you guys saw it inside the Marsha. Marsha and the Marshif says, at this point in the Gemara, then tell me, please tell me, how do you know Remeir holds you need Chasim Lishma? How do you know? How did we know earlier in the Omen? How did we know? From the Mishnah about Mechubar. That we said the Mishnah was like Remeir, and that's what Rish Lakish said. We said Vachasav, what meant Vachasam, that was the Lishma and Mechubar, is that correct? At this point in the Gemara, Binyamin, if you tell me that he's not the Tana of the Mishnah, then how do we know that Remeir holds Chasim Lishma? How do we know that? And we're definitely holding that, because the Gemara is proposing that he requires Chasim Lishma minat Torah, and on Ksiva, he only requires it what min Rabbanan. Well, how do you know that he holds that Chasim Lishma? How do you know that? Where's the Makar and Shas Azriel? Not a Eliezer. I don't know where Azriel is. You follow me? Where is the Makar? Mary, you got me? Where is the Makar? Is everyone here in this Kasha? It's a very sharp Kasha. No. At this point of the Gemara, this segment that we said, yes? Please get it down. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah on Chafal and Beis? Rabbi Elazar, yes? Not Remeir. How do you know Remeir holds Chasim Lishma, his famous sheet? How do you know? We said early numbers because the Mishnah of Mechubar was Remeir. But we're not holding that now. So if we're not holding that now, then how do you know that he holds Lishma and Chasim? Is the Raisa. That's the Marsha and the Marmshif's Kasha. It's a sharp Kasha. The whole Makor early was from Mechubar. And now we're saying the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar Minayin. Minolan Shir Meir Cholek Alse. And the Gemara says black and white that he doesn't hold Lishma. Do you rise on the Ksiva? Says only Boyman Rabbana. Everyone got that Kasha? Yeah? Benj, you got it? You got to hold cup every. You got to know where the Makar is. Gemara is pilpling with the. How do you know where the holds of it is? So the Marsha says. And he signs off. What do I mean by signing off? He concludes by saying Kuf Lamed. Doesn't he say Vav Kuf Lamed? The Kal Lahavin. No, not just Kuf Lamed. Vav Kuf. And it's easy to understand. He says there's a mucker floating out there somewhere in Shas. Don't worry about it. Says the Marshal. Marshal, get it down. Says there's a makor somewhere in Shas that says that Remeir requires the Shema B'Dirais only on the Chasimus. We don't know where it is. We don't know where it is, but there's a mucker out there somewhere. Relax, he says. Chill. Right? You know, guys always said the lashon chil. The word didn't exist when I was your age, right? Marsha says just chill. There's a marker out there somewhere that says in English, Mami Natera. That's what the Marsha says. Okay. The Maram Shif has a different shot. The Maram Shif writes the following. Now, you might have said to me, Rebbe, what about the garbage can case? We're not up to that. That's the next line of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't know the garbage can case with Rav Nachman yet, yes? So you can't tell me that. So the Marsha says there's a mucker floating out there somewhere that we know Rav Meir holds to see which moment he writes. Comes along the Maram Shif, and he says different. The Maram Shif says, maybe the Gemara knew, I want you guys to get this, maybe the Gemara knew about Rav Nachman, and they thought that Rav Nachman was talking, Lamaisa, only on a D'oraisa level. They didn't know that he meant even Midrabanan. Okay, that's a little bit, that's a very, very beautiful shot, very fancy and sharp. Because Gemara's going to attack that in a moment, we're going to get to it. The Gemara's going to absolutely attack that. Because there's a responsibility on every Amora to be what? Very explicit and elucidate their words. Yes? That was the job of the Amoraim. The Tanoim were very terse and succinct. But the Amoraim, they are very, very responsible and elucidate. So you have to say, says the Maram Shiv, that at least at this point in the Gemara, Gemara held that the garbage can case was only good minat Torah, even though Rav Nachman didn't say it explicitly, but that's what the Gemara held at this point. Just not so bad, because the Gemara's going to pounce on it in a moment, we're going to see it, God willing, and say, that's absolutely ridiculous. Rav Nachman would never have been irresponsible. But the Gemara at this point held that Rav Nachman wasn't that he was irresponsible. He only meant that on a D'oraisa level was good. Min Rabbanan it would have been possible. Because the Ksiva was not done, this was thrown out in the garbage can. Guy was trying to write, Sofer was trying to write the get with this, the name of the man and the woman. He throws it out after he writes the whole body. For whatever reason, he didn't need enough job. Then the husband takes it right out there. So maybe that's good, me not Torah only, but it's possible Min Rabbanan. Maybe that's what the Gemara held. If that's the case, then we have a mocker. We know the Rav Meir requires chasim lishma midir raisa. There it is. Because as long as the chasim is our dam lishma, that's fine. So you have to say, Gavriel, once you get it down, that the Gemara knew this din of Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Meir, Haya Omer Mishum Rav Meir, that they knew it, but they thought it was only kashim and atayra. That's what you have to say. So they thought it was only kashim and atayra. So how do you know that what? Then the Gemara makes the proposal right now, maybe he needs bin Rabbanan chasim lishma. It's also an ingenious answer. So please, I want you guys to know the Maharam Shah and the Maharam Shif on this thesis, okay? And also how we set up when he says that it's Kashi Min Rabbanim Raisa Ein Chilik L'Chalik L'Yavet, is he like Ritvin Sukkar, is he like Taisa Nid? Okay? All right, that's a tribe thesis. Yes, Bench, go ahead. Yeah, the Maharam Shif is suggesting that the Gemara at this point knew the statement of Nachman in the name of Rav Meir, that you could take a get out of the garbage can as long as it's your name and your wife's name, and it's good. But they thought it was only good to be not Torah. So once you know that statement, you know that you require chasim lishma only, because the signatures weren't done yet. Right? So that's your makor. But that's interpreting that Rav Nachman Rav Meir meant only on a derisive level, which is a bit of a leap, because we're going to pounce on that in a moment and say, that can't be. Because an Amora is going to be very explicit when he makes a comment.
Well, that's what the Gemara says.
No, what the Gemara is going to say is that he meant both D'oraisa and D'rabbanan in his kasher. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Because if he meant D'oraisa, Rav Nachman would have said it. And he doesn't say it. Because that's irresponsible, Rashi is going to cause a churban. But what I'm saying at this point in the Gemara, I'm just saying maybe it held that on D'oraisa level, maybe it held it was so irresponsible. Because you would have understood that it only meant D'oraisa. Maybe that was the assumption of the Gemara at this point. That's what I'm saying. It's a chiddush what he's saying. You have to assume at this point in the Gemara, Gemara didn't think it was so bad if he didn't elucidate his words. Okay? All right. Let's go back to the Gemara now. Okay? All right? Who's going to read now? Who's reading today? Go ahead, Arya. Ella. Doing a great job. Ella Rameyer. See, Rav Nachman, it's interesting, Rav Nachman would say, Rav Meir used to say, I guess Rav Meir used to say in Shir a lot, when he was teaching Gittin. Haya Omer Haya Rav Meir means he used to say. Go ahead, read again. Rav Nachman, Omer.
Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Haya Rav Meir, Afinu masa ashba the chasna v'nachla kasher.
Excellent. So you see that what? He doesn't require it at all. Both the rice and the rabbanon, nothing at all. Oh yeah? Is that true for the more challenges? Like Ben just said, chitema, go ahead. Maybe he only meant what? Maybe he meant only at a deraisa level. Yes? And therefore what? Min Rabbanan, you still require it. It would be puzzle. Because Min Rabbanan, you required the Shema Nexiva, it wasn't done. You can't just take it out of the garbage can, yes? It's a good suggestion. Mor says it's wrong. Go ahead. He should have said Dvar Torah on a deraisa level, it's good. That's what he should have said. If he only meant the rice that's good and Rabbanan's not Benj, he should have said it explicitly. And he does not say it. So since he does not say it, it must mean it's good both the rice and the Rabbanan. And therefore, that proposal goes right out the window. You got me? I'm just saying at that point of the Gemara before Gabriel, you have to say the Gemara Mishnah says, they held it only meant the rice. At that point of the Gemara, Gemara pounces on it right away. But at least that's what the Gemara Mishnah says. At least they have a mucker. Which answer you guys like better, the Gemara Shah or the Gemara Mishnah? You don't like either. Okay. You don't like either. You can't just say you don't like either. What don't you like about the Marshaw? Because you want to have an explicit mucker, right? You don't like the Marshaw because why? You like to have an explicit mucker. But we find sometimes Taitis says. Taitis actually says it needed that we have a mucker floating somewhere. And that's some of us. That same Taitis mentioned. He actually has a line there. Maybe it's the previous Taitis. Once in a while, Taitis will say that. Okay, it's not so bad, but that's what I hear what you're saying. The Maram Shiv you don't like because the next line of the Gemara, Mar says it's ridiculous. It's going to be he has to be responsible. Okay, let's see Rashi inside. Go ahead, Chitema.
Chitema, on the rest of law, the hog, the Ravnachon.
You should teach it, go ahead. Ihachi.
Ihachi, Omer Ayin Rabbi Meir, the Rav Torah, Mifai, like the Meir.
He should have said what he should have said to Rav Torah, go ahead.
The hog, the Ravnachon, the Amor,
excellent. Now, Mora has responsibility to loosen it a matter. The low what? I don't want a destruction coming from it. You're going to make this kid a mom's at the Rabbanan if you don't do it. You're going to say it's kosher. Well, only made kosher in that terror. You shouldn't have done it that way. I want you to know the kid's possible in Rabbanan. It's ridiculous. That's irresponsible. No way. Rav Nachman's a God of Adore. He never would have said that. Go ahead. If that was the case, you should have said Dvar Torah only. But he didn't. So he said it's completely kosher. The way we're making Rashi dramatic is like, I understand what you're saying, Gabriel. More and more, it's hard for me to say that, no? It's hard to say even the Gemara had a Hava meaning to say you only meant the Raisa. If that's the job of an Amira, no? But that's what you have to say, according to Maram Shif. That's the job of the Amira. It's hard to say that. But at that point in the Gemara, this is a Hava meaning, that's how we would have interpreted it. Okay, good. This now brings us to the Taisis, okay? But in order to do this, we have to turn to Chavav. Guys, everyone turn your Gemara's Chavav. Jonathan, let's look at Chavav. We have to do a whole Akdama here before we do this Taisis, okay? And then when you do the Akdama, it goes very quickly, but we have to know it, okay? Let's just look at the Mishnah, okay? And then we'll look at different segments in the Gemara. We might as well go in order. Actually, you know what? We'll go in order the way the Taisis quotes, okay? Why don't you read the Mishnah on Chavav, Aryeh? Everyone got it? Chavav Amid Aleph. Let's take a look. Go ahead. So if you write it, if a sofer writes the form of a get, he's got to leave open the place of the man, the place of the woman, the place of this man. Go ahead. Shtari what? So if you write a star of loan, you have to write the place of the lender, place of the borrower, place of the money. I guess where the money is coming from, right? Mm-hmm. I would imagine the makom hazman, the place of the day. You have to leave all these slots open. You know what I mean? You so much should have corrected me. Place of the money is literally the place of a slot for how much money it is. That's what it means. Go ahead. Shtari what? You have to leave the place of the buyer, place of the seller. Go ahead. How much money the house is, place of the soda, makom hazman,
neatakana.
Right. Go ahead. Rabbi Yehuda passes all their malachim says they're all good except for get, because it's got to be written lishmo. Okay? So, lemaisa. I assume the Gemara's takana is on, what we said is that's considered to be takanas sofer, okay? I guess you want to make it easier for the sofer, so that's why it said nea takana. Yeah, so you let him write up. The guy's a very busy guy. He's one sofer in town. All these business guys want to use him. I mean, at least let him write generic things and he's ready to go. You have to leave these slots open. Okay. Everyone got that? Okay. Now, I want to turn to Amud Beis. Okay, guys? Turn to Amud Beis. And what do you think the Tana is that says that you have to leave the makom, you have to leave the slot open, Lamaisa, because it's a din of lishma. Remember that? We said you got a din of lishma. So you got to leave these slots open. Is that correct? Yeah? And therefore we make we say the kasav law, and the Gemara says that we make a gzeira of tofes on the tofes, and the Gemara asks that it's going on the tofes. Why don't you start from the two dots on the bottom? Guys, look at chavavim and alf on the bottom. Everyone got me? Chavavim and alf on the bottom. Yes? Go ahead. Shenemar v'kasav law. Says by get you need lishma. Yeah, chaf vav and alf, three lines on the bottom. So what's the kasha? Here the Mishnah says you're allowed to what? What does the Mishnah say? You're allowed to write all these tofsin and leave the slots open, except by what? Except by get. By get, he says you can't even write the toref, the tofes. You follow him in this? That doesn't make any sense. Only you only need lishma on the toref. Why do you have to leave the toe face open, right? You guys follow me in the corner of Lazar? Yes? The Tanakhama says you can write everything. Yes? You guys got that? Even by a Gedisha. You can write the toe face, just leave those slots. Rabbi Lazar says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to even write the toe face. So it's a problem. You're not allowed to rewrite the toe face. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Read again. Shenemar? Yeah, so I thought lishma was only in the Torah. In fact, the Gemara, go ahead. No. Read it again, the two dots in the bottom. What's the kasha? The kasha is you only write lishma in the Torah. You don't need lishma in the Torah, so why does the Mishnah say you can't write it? That's Gemara's kasha. Go ahead, Ella. What does that mean? How does that make it any better? You tell me. Because you make a gzeira. That since there's a din lishma on the what? Since there's a din lishma on the what? On the Torah, you make a gzeira, you cannot write it on the tofes either. Go ahead, kasha. What's the kasha? I thought Rabbi Lazar says what? I thought the ratio we established like who? Like Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Gemara says in the first segment of the Gemara, which we didn't do inside. So how do you say the first the race is Rabbi Lazar and the save is Rabbi Lazar, right? So Stira, go ahead. Excellent. Two Tanaim, what Rabbi Lazar held. So do we make the Xer or do we not make the Xer? Okay? Do we make the Xer or do we not make the Xer? One Tana says yes, according to Rabbi Lazar, another Tana says no. Okay, next line. Go ahead. Mishum what? What's Ketata? What's Ketata? Fighting. What do you think a married woman's gonna do when she hears her husband's writing up a get? Or have a silver writing there? She's gonna get pretty upset at him, no? She's gonna even foment more machlaikis, no? So go ahead. Go ahead. I thought Remeir doesn't care about the ksiv at all. Go ahead. Ubedin who? Wow, you can even write the Torah. I don't care about that. Go ahead. Sometimes, let's translate it. Sometimes she's going to hear the sofer wrote up a get. She's going to think the husband directed him to write up the tofes. And therefore, it's going to be an argument with him. So therefore, what do we do? Who's the Tana? Rebbeir. The Tana Kama is Rebbeir. Why do we allow what? Why do we allow the what? Why do we ask her to write the toreif? Because it's going to cause machlokes. Tofes he doesn't care about. Yes? Mm-hmm. That's the Tana Kama. You're allowed to write tofsigit. Yes? Mm-hmm. So ketatas with who? Remeir the Tana. Next piece. Go ahead. Oh, now please get this. This is a totally new approach, Eliezer. It's not what? Not ketata, it's called agunos. What's the problem with agunos? You can say it in one of two ways. She's going to end up three pshatim here. First one was Rav Meir ketata. Second one's agunos, and you can plug that in both Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Go ahead. So what does this mean? If you hold like who? If you hold like Rav Meir, what's going to happen? You should be able to even write what? You should be able to write the Torah. But sometimes there's going to be a machlokes. He's going to be, they'll have a machlokes between one another. He's going to have a hot head. Ratach gets angry. And he throws the get right after at her. And she'll be ma'agin. What is the word ma'agin here? Doesn't mean like an aguna classically. Get this down. It means she'll be stuck alone being divorced. And women rather be married than divorced. Gemara says, Kedusha Mamal from an alf. So here the word aguna doesn't mean literally aguna. It means she's going to be alone and divorced. Not tied down without a divorce, like we classically, colloquial use. And therefore it's going to, yeah, tav lameita. That's what it is. She'd rather be married. So therefore this is the problem. Therefore we write what? Therefore what do? You're allowed to write a what? Even though Romero is in the Chassidim card, you can write the Torah. If we don't allow you to write the what? The Torah. But the Tovis are allowed to. So that's the way according to Rablaz. I'm sorry, that's the way according to Mayor. Go ahead. Amr law. Oh, you shouldn't even be able to write the Tovis. Why? Because Rablaz holds Lishma on the what? On the Tziva, right? And therefore your Tovis might lead you to what? Exactly. Go ahead, the Zimnin.
The Zimnin, the white amazing thing.
What does that mean? Sometimes he's going to want to hit the road and go to Medina Siam, and he's not going to find a sofer quickly. He says, forget about it. I'm not waiting around. He just leaves her. He'll leave her, and he'll go ma'agin, and she'll be in aguna mosavla. That word ma'agin means what? Literally an aguna. That, please get this down. I can't stress this enough. This word ma'agin means mamish in aguna. Because he's not going to be patient of just leave her and leave her alone. She's done. She'll be stuck as an aguna. You got that? So basically, what emerges from the Gemara is what? Is three different permutations. If you'll ketata, it's according to Meir. And therefore we allow what? The tofis, not the toreif. Because if you write the toreif, it might cause machlaikis. But the ikar is the chasima. Then the Gemara brings up this concept called Takanas Agunos. Now that has one of two meanings. Could mean an aguna that she feels bad, she's divorced now and single, and that's according to Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, you should what? You really only care about the chasimas, but we were worried about the Torah being because it might what? What's going to happen? If you don't have a what, it's going to be a situation or what? According to Rav Meir, you even what? According to Rav Meir, you should even be able to write the Torah, but we're afraid they're going to have they're having a machlokes. He gets so angry with her, and he just divorces her. It's all ready to go. So that's why Rav Meir says, I don't want you to write the Torah. Yes? Min Rabbanim.
Because he's going to get angry with her.
Because they get in a fight. Ketata means they're ready, and it's not going to cause a fight. Here, this notion of ketata is they might be in a fight. He's so angry, they'll throw her a get that's ready to go right at her. And then she'll be divorced. And she'll be alone. We don't want that because she'd rather be married than single. That's what the word ma'agin is, not the colloquial, not the regular meaning of agun in this shot. You got that?
In this case, we're not worried the husband is going to leave and not come back.
No, because it's all ready to go. He's just going to throw it at her. He's a hothead, like we said, a coin and he's getting a kusher. Remember, they fold it over three times?
In this case, it's different because maybe he'll rethink his decision.
No, he's not going to rethink it. He has such a hot temper. If there's a get ready to go and he's in a fight with her, just throw it at her and leave. That's it.
Problem
is that a woman doesn't want to be single, she wants to be married. That's why I said Tavla Mesa. It's a different connotation of what aguna means. This lush, that's why I said you gotta get that in your notes. This first ma'agin is not the regular connotation of agunos.
She doesn't be married to him anyway, so what would it
so she's upset. Sure she would. Until he gives her a get, they're married.
Right, but I'm saying he's gonna give it to
he's not necessarily gonna leave, he's just in a bad temper. You're assuming the next line of the Gemara. That's a different shot.
Right,
this shot of a turning aguna is just
he's not for sure gonna leave.
He's not for sure going to leave, but if he's a hot temper and he's angry, he'll just throw her out again. And they're done. She'll be single. He's not going to remarry her. He says, why if you divorced her? Why should you remarry her? He said, that's what I'm saying. It's a different connotation. What's the other pshat now? If you hold like Rabbi Lazar, what does it mean? What does Rabbi Lazar say? Neither ksiv lishma. So why can't you write it? You can't even write the tofes. Why not? Why can't you write even the tofes? Because why? Why can't you even write the tofes? You tell me, because why? He's going to want to go to Minyan Siyam. Yes? And what's going to happen? What's going to happen if you want to go to Medina Siam?
Can't write a sofer in Jehovah's Rangoon.
What did you say?
Can't find a sofer in Jehovah's Rangoon.
He can't find a sofer. He's going to leave her in Rangoon and he's going to go hell. So therefore what? We have no choice but to allow what?
The
tofes to be written. And therefore the slots right fill in don't take long. So that's assuming, this pshat of the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Lazar is the Tan. Again, you have to say Trey Tanai and Rabbi Lazar. That the second Tan, the first Tan is Rabbi Lazar. So what emerges, but this connotation of Aguna literally means Aguna of Yezri. Follow me? So what I'm pointing out to you is that this is assuming that Tanakam is Rabbi Lazar. The end of the Mishnah said Rabbi Lazar, Trey Tanai, I live in Rabbi Lazar. You have to go back to that answer. That the two Tanoim argument in Rabbi Lazar. But this is what I want to bring out in the Skiddush. One more line in the Gemara we got to do. Go back to Amud Aleph. Go ahead, Aryeh.
Yep.
Go back to Amud Aleph by the two dots.
There's two dots.
It says, Vimnei HaTakona.
Vimnei HaTakona.
What's Vimnei HaTakona in the Mishnah? Wait, what did it say in the Mishnah?
It said that all those things were...
You got to leave all these slots open. Vimnei what?
Vimnei HaTakona.
What Takona? Go ahead.
Vimnei HaTakona. Amr, Yomar, Vimnei HaTakona Sofer.
Oh, it's got to be Takona Sofer. He's got so much business going on, you got to give him a break. So let him write the general generic thing first. Go ahead. Right, we really should make Xerim get nervous and don't allow him to even do the Tofes because he might write the Torah. But because of business purposes, we need to let him at least write the what? The Tofes.
Because
he's so busy. He's going to go crazy. He's working 20 hours a day.
He wants to
have generic copies ready. That all he has to do is fill in the names.
He's supposed to have to first do it at the spot.
Right. It takes a long time to write again. He wants to be able to write up a lot of generic kit and just leave the slots open. So we say because of that, we allow the Xerud the Rabbanim to go away by the wayside. And we allow him to write the Tofes and not the Torah. That's according to who? That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar later, the other Tanakhama, Rabbi Lazar says, no, they don't. We don't allow that. You can't write the Tofes. He disagreed with that. Had to kind of suffer. Okay, Eliezer, you disagree with him. It's a machlokes tanaim, right? Don't forget the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says the Mishnah that in the Gete Nashim cannot be written this way. Can I write the Tofes like that? Tanakhama said he can. Questions, do you make that excerpt? Okay. So with this background, I want you to get down in your notes. Okay, and then we start the Tosis. But let's just get down in your background. Okay. The requirement of writing the name of a man and woman, I gave you two Agos Hashris. Please get it. The Agos Hashri in the beginning of the third prayer quotes a Shita of Rabbeinu Yoel, one of the Rishonim. Please get it down in your notes. Rabbeinu Yoel says, even if you don't write the names, it gets kosher. The get is kosher. We pass an Edom Chesimakar, Edom Sirakarsi. As long as the Edom and Sirah know the name of the man and woman, that's enough. It's only Lechachilu that the Mishnah says, Bein Shmo Shmo. That's only a Din Lechachilu. But no doubt, Rabbeinu Yoel says, you don't need Shemus at all. And the Maharam Shik writes, according to Rabbeinu Yoel, you're right, you don't need the name of the man and the woman in the get. But if you write them, you better bet your bottom dollar, it better be written in Shmo. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right, which we'll learn when we get the Mizuyah Bin Tofel business show. Okay? All right, you got me? So Lamaisa, that's the Agos Hashri B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoel. Then the Agos Hashri signs off the piece by quoting the words of Ruach. What does he say? Who could tell me? A get that has no name of the man or woman is what? Pasul, Min HaTorah, and it's Mamzerim. So it's a big machlokes whether Shemos or Ma'akev. Again, Rabbeinu Yoel says not, and the Agos Hashri says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoel, that it is Ma'akev, you need Min HaTorah. That's the first words of Ruah that I want, the first Agos Hashri I wanted to see, the beginning of the third pair. Okay, let's write it on the board. Let's not get lazy. Speaking to myself, that Shemos, Rabbeinu Yoel says, Shemos are what? Lo Makiv, at all. At all. And there's a Ruah says they certainly are. Makiv, Hoshim Shabbat Ter, Midirais. Okay? That's the first thing I wanted you to see. Second Agos Rashi I wanted you to see was in the fourth parak of Parak Zion, where he points out that you don't have to know the name of his birthplace. You have to know the place where he lives at this present point, but you don't have to know the name of his birthplace. And the Ramban says the same thing. Where he was born, you don't need to know. Now the Tosfos really contradicts himself. On Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, he says, the Kufos Get is the name of the man and the woman, the name of their cities of birth. That's called the Toreif. Everything else is called the Toreif. But the Tosfos really on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says, you must write the name of the what? Of the birthplace as well. Okay? You must write the, I'm sorry, you do not have to write. Do not have to write the name of the birthplace. You do not have to. Okay? Only thing is that some sources says, why didn't mention the place where the sofer is in the Edom? He asks Akash, he doesn't know why he doesn't mention it. But the bottom line is, please get it. The bottom line is that there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim on Shemos in general. It's a big machlokes in general. There's a big machlis in general whether the Shemos of the Yeraisa, the Rabban Arminiyol says not, no truth says it is, and then let's write down Shem Iro. What about the name of, that means his birthplace. I'm going to write it down as, you just write Mokum Levin. Place where he lives right now, presently, of course you need. So is that Makib or not? The Mokum Levin. So we went through those a bunch. It's a big machlis in Rishonim. Lamaisin the Goz Ashri says you don't have to. The Ramban says you don't have to. Lotzarif, Goz Ashri, right? And the Ramban say Lotzarif. Who said that you need it? You guys remember? Who said that you need it? Who was that? Rabbi Natan? Who said that you needed to have the birthplace? You remember Yosef? Eliezer? Who was it? Remember who said, I don't have a different one. I should have it here. Yeah, in Pirik Dalet, Simin Zayin. You guys remember? Who was the sheet there? I underlined it over here, right? It was a sheet that said it was a problem, Allah Lamaisa, that if you didn't do it. Yeah? Was it Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan said you should. Rabbi Natan said, Befairs, the Gonim Maisa. If you write the wrong birthplace, he signs off saying it's kosher b'di'evit. So was there any who was the Rishonim that said you had to? Kim, or I think Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was the one you needed to do it. Okay, fine. Rabbi Natan in the Sefer Atruma, there. Rabbi Natan in the Sefer Atruma said he needed the birthplace. Rabbi Natan, the Sefer Atruma, they both said sarif. Okay, it seems like most Rishonim say you don't need to have it. Halach l'maisa. Now, there's a whole shiloh, we need the makom asman. You have to write the zman lishma. Yes? You have to write the zman lishma. So, l'maisa the zman, the chsam sofer, the Rambam says, Pirik Gimel Halacha Zayin, that the place of the man and the woman, the zman, have to be written lishma. So please get that. If he writes the year, it's generically, then he adds on, the hundreds. Let's say he writes the thousands, and then they add on the hundreds. That's going to be puzzle, because you need it to be written lishma. And it's a tekanus chachamim. Minatari, you don't need it, the Beis Yosef says. Why do you need lishma? Because the rabbanu are misak, and that should be a chelik of the get. Anytime they're misak, it should be a chelik of the get. You need it to be lishma. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. They're misak and zman, so you need it to be written lishma. That's what the Rashba writes. We'll see on Gilmei. Rabbi Lozer doesn't require any chasima. Is that correct? But if you write it, it better be lishma midiraisa. Because they become a chelik of the get. Remember we said that? Kohen Rabbi Lozer, you don't need any chasima. But remember that if you do, you got to write it lishma? That's the same thing Kohen Rabbi Yoel. You don't need the names. But if you write the names, they better be written lishma. That's what the Maram Shik says. You got to do it right. That's the chiddush. Very important. Please get that chiddush. That's what we're suggesting. Now, the three possibilities we could say, before we even start the tithes, once you get it down, Rav Lichtenstein, I have a shiurim and gittin, and stars in general of Krumbine, the Shlita, this great Gaon, and Eretz Yisrael wrote them up. So Rav Lichtenstein points out that when you talk about Shemos, there's three possibilities why you need names. What are the three possibilities why you need names? Why you need names of the man and the woman in a get? I want you to get this down. What's the reason why you need names of the man and the woman in a get? Either it's because of Muchach Mitocho, which we're going to learn. You know what Muchach Mitocho means? It's Kohen Rameir. then it's got to be mukach who you're talking about. Erech Simkar, so you have to know who we're talking about. So Shemos either comes from mukach betofa, but that will depend on what. If you hold like Rav Meir, if you hold like Rav Elazar, then maybe what? Maybe you wouldn't need Shemos. Yes. What's number two possibility? What's the second possibility why you need it? Maybe what? You don't need it at all. Rav Meir Yol said that's his chiddush. Maybe you don't need it at all, Lamaisa. There's no requirement at all to have it, Lamaisa. That's his chiddush. No requirement to have it all, the Sheamus. That's what Rabbeinu Yoel says. Amazing, no? Rabbeinu Yoel says, you don't need it, Lamaisa. You don't need it, Lamaisa. See, Tosfos says you need, Mukhim Mitocha tells you need the name of the man and the woman. It has to be a piece of paper that's not forged easily. And you have to make sure it's not Yosef, two Yosef and Shimon's. But Lamaisa, there is the sheet of what? Of knowing Halacha Lamaisa. Now Rabbeinu Yoel says the whole thing is Lechachila. Okay? Rabbeinu Yoel says maybe the whole thing is only Lechachila Shemus. What's the third possibility? The Ramban says it's part of Sfiris Barim. What does Sfiris Barim mean? You guys ever heard of Sfiris Barim? It's the first time we're introducing it this year. The Get has to tell a story, the Gemara says. And that story has to be who the man is divorcing him. So according to the Ramban, even Rabbi Elazar, who normally says what? What does Rabbi Elazar hold? Eda what? Eda Mesira Karsi, yes? Says you still need Sarik Shemos Midiraisa. Sarik Shemos Midiraisa. You need Shemos Midiraisa, okay? You need Shemos Midiraisa because of what? Sphere is barred. There's a requirement to have Sfiris Barim. So there are three Sfaris what when you attack Shemos. Is Shemos a manifestation of Mukhim Mitocho? That's only according to Meir. According to Balaz, you wouldn't need Shemos. Or maybe you go like a video that the whole concept is only the Chachibur. Shemos. You don't need it in the Ramban. You don't need it at all. And the Ramban says, no, even Balaz holds you need Shemos because you have to tell a story. There's a requirement, Sfiris Barim. And that's what the Ramban says, the Befeirush. Now Rav Ganak was just telling me before, I saw him just before I was walking the shir, he seemed to remember that there's a fourth possibility comes from Lishma. That you need a Shemos as part of the requirement to write it Lishma. Which makes sense, doesn't it? I just wanted to find out who says it, Lamaisa. I mean, if you have to write a get Lishma, don't you think you should have to have in mind the name of the man and the woman? For the sake of this man and for the sake of this woman, no? Shouldn't part of the manifestation of Lishma be what? Shouldn't the part of the manifestation of Lishma be the name of the man and the woman? That's what I would think, no? Truth is, I'm thinking this. I should have said number four before one, two, and three. No, if I would tell you, why do you need names of a man and a woman in the get? Because there's a requirement of Lishma in the get, no? Don't you think so? But there's a notion of Mukhim Mitocho, or maybe you don't even need it at all. It's very interesting to me, no? If you think about it, no? I guess what you would say is that, you know, as long as the Messiah know who the man and the woman is, that's enough, you know? Maybe that's enough. As long as they know who the name of the man and the woman is, who says it has to be written in a piece of paper? I could hear maybe Lishma would not incorporate. Maybe Lishma would not incorporate.
It's a better Lishma, because it's
sealed. Lishma is inherently an Indian of Das. It has nothing to do with.
What do you mean? When you write for the get has to be written Lishma. So don't you think it has to be written Lishma? Don't you have to know who the name of the man and the woman is in the get? No.
In fact, if you're writing a mezuzah, and you're
that's just, a mezuzah.
No, because you have to have das, you have to have kavana in what you're writing.
I understand.
But even if you don't understand the words, as long as you know you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah mezuzah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you don't know what the words.
So you're doing this l'shem a guy should divorce his wife. Shouldn't you know who the guy is? We're talking about garbage cans, case. Don't you have to know it's the right guy?
It's just the das. It's all about das. It's not
that what? Das what?
That's
what?
Das is the person. Say that this guy appointed me.
And who says it has to be written in the get, you're saying?
Correct. It's only in the das.
I hear what Binyamin's saying. Who says it has to be written in the actual get? As long as they know, you're saying. Okay. That's why I want to know who the fourth possibility is, because those are four possibilities. Yes, Ben, so I want to start the Tysus. Go ahead.
You don't have to write it in because the Lishma doesn't have to go against 1 and 3? About Sfiris Dvarim?
No, Sfiris Dvarim is a different requirement. You have to tell a story. And that story has to obviously incorporate the man and the woman, the name. That doesn't come from Lishma, though. Like Binyamin is saying. You could say you're writing the Get Lishma for the purpose of a ritual divorce, or Jewish divorce, for the man and the woman, and you know, he might know it is, Lamaisa, we don't have to write it in.
Even if it's known, you still have to write it in.
Right, Sphiris Dvarim, correct. That's what we'd have to say, because the story has to be found in the body of the get.
Right.
That's what's saying. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I can't disagree with you, because maybe the writing of the Shema helps, because let's say you don't have Das. If you do write in the Shema, then maybe it's still kosher the Shema. So even though you don't have Das, so if you don't, if you, let's say you don't have
Das. No, you have to know. Das and the Shema is a similar thing. So you have to know what you're doing.
Maybe it's not.
You have to know what you're doing. No, because the Mishnah says later, Shota can't write a get. A Katan can't write a get. You have to have Das. But what Binyamin just suggesting is, who said it has to be part of the fabric of the body to get? That's what he's saying. Okay, possible. The bottom line is, these are the four possibilities in Lomdus, and those are the sheep that's on the board I want you to get. Based on all this, let's look at Tosfos, guys. Come on, we got 10 more minutes. Let's start. If we don't finish, we'll finish tomorrow. We got to go fight tomorrow. We got a lot to do. Okay, go ahead. Start the Tosfos. Oh, you know what? I forgot one more thing. Turn back to Chav Vav and Beis. We did different segments, so there's one more we got to do. Okay? There's one more we got to do. Let's see it. So we'll all be, if we'll all be ready for to do it tomorrow, strong. Guys aren't here, you have to help them. Okay? But what does it say in the bottom of Chav Vav and Beis? Take a look. Why don't you start from Reb Zeri? You guys got it? I'd say it's like 15 lines on the bottom. You see it there? Right there, right next to the line above the Torah or Hasholim. Everyone got it? Come on, Chavav and Beis, Gavrio. I'm Reb Zeri, Chavav and Beis. Take a look, I'm Reb Zeri. Oh, we pass like Reb Elazar. So the long list of them, Reb Zeri, Reb Abba, Reb Shila, I'm Rav Nina Saba, all right. I'm Rav Adam Rav. I'm Rav. I look like Rav Blazer. Go ahead. Pass like Rav Blazer. That what? That your pulse will tov segitin. Yes, Jeremy Shum Tarif. Yes, Rav Blazer was in the mission. Remember that, Binyamin? Go ahead. This is a great thing. It's a great thing, Lamaisa, the passing of this. It's a beautiful thing. Musha Shabbat Chachamim. Afilu what? Afilu Bishar Shtaris Nami? You passing like me by Shar Shtaris? Go ahead. See, Rabbi Lazar argued and said, on Rebuti, he said, it's only good by what? Only bad by Gittin. But Tavshir Shtaris is good, yeah? So you're going to tell me that this is a great thing, the passing like Rabbi Lazar? What are you talking about? Afilu Bishar Shtaris Nami? Go ahead. Afilu Bishar Shtaris Nami? Go ahead. What's an ashras of the dining? What do I write on the board? I've read it. I wrote it before. Henpeck. What's a henpeck? A stamp of certification that was authenticated. Yes. They wrote the henpeck before Adam testified on it. They wrote the body of it. We three dayanim recognize the signatures. How can you do that before they testified on themselves? Then after they testify, they sign it. But they shouldn't have written the body of it before. Go ahead. That's called what? Psula. Go ahead. Mikmi. Read it again. Vamara Papa. Read it out. Feel the Bishar Shtaros Nami. Oh, the Shtaros of the Dine, they write before they ate and testify in the signatures of Psula. Alma, we see.
Alma, Mexican Shikra.
You see Mexican Shikra. That looks like a falsehood. This should also look like a falsehood, Lamaisa. What should also look like a falsehood? To write up a tofis of a get before. Yes? To write up a tofis of a get before is possible. To write up a tofis by a shard de nemamra should be possible. So what are you paskinin like this for? Go ahead. Valesa. No, read Valesa, period. It's all wrong. We're not choshes for shikra. We are not choshes for shikra for life. Why are we choshes for shikra? Because of this din. Our din! Our din! What do you mean our din? Rav Nachman Ayom Amere. We're going to daf Gittin Gimel Amesh. Chumas Behem and Aleph. Gittin Gimel Amesh. Chumas Behem and Aleph. Right, two places in Shas. Go ahead. Valesa. Valesa.
Rav Nachman. Daughter
of Nachman.
Over on your
own name.
I'm
in
the Matzah. Ba'ash B'chach. Yafilu. Yafilu.
About what? Exactly. We're not chayshish for shikra. Look at Rav Nachman's din. Look at Rashi. Matzah b'ashba.
Matzah b'ashba. Lo nechta l'shem isha klal.
Exactly. We don't look, even though it looks bad, the guy's right practicing getting it. Just having the same name of the man and the woman. And we say, pick it out of the garbage can and it's fine. Why is it fine? Because we're not kosher shepherd. As long as they sign on it, they see it, it's fine. Even though it's written before the couple's even going to get divorced. We're not kosher for shikur. Yes? That's how Rav Nachman is what quoted in Shas. What daf? Getting chafav and beis? Chubis peham and aleph. And it's quoted by us originally in Gimel and Beis, which Gemara doesn't use it by us, Gimel doesn't tell me that Makar, but Taisus does. Back to Taisus. Go ahead, you're doing a great job, Lamaisin. Go ahead, back to Taisus, guys, daf and aleph. Let's go. Go ahead, guys, look inside. Lechosmu. Wow, the Chachil it's kosher to sign and give it straight up. The Perek what? We prove from Rav Nachman's statement of the garbage can get case, so we're not kosher falsehood. Aye, doesn't it look bad? Doesn't it look bad, Lamaisa, that what? They wrote up the get before they're ready to get divorced? And they threw it in the garbage and now it's pulled out and they are getting divorced and they're using that? No, we're not kosher that it looks bad. We don't have such a theory. It's either good or bad. And the chasimas are the ikker and the chasimas are fine. The chasimas weren't done yet. Amazing. Go ahead, Va'od.
No, it's not a miracle yet.
So you wouldn't know it was flying until we saw the Gemara, right? Remeir, yes? Gemara, but Gemara, Mishum, Kitata. Go ahead. What does that mean, Kitata, Remeir? The Remeir holds what in a chasim and karsi. And therefore, we shouldn't care about the Torah. Should be able to write it up. What's the answer? We're afraid it's going to cause a machlekes. She's going to hear about it, and therefore we all it's going to foment the machlekes, and they're going to get divorced because of it. It's going to cause more shalom bias. Yes. So therefore, what? Even Rameir says, don't write the toreif, toface, not the toreif. Go ahead. Oh.
Oh, we should bring out the gudos.
Which is what's the kind of the gudos mean? So plug it in for me. Two versions. According to Rameir,
it's going to cause him the divorce.
It's going to cause him to divorce because he's a hot temper. They got in a fight. It's all ready to go. If you let them run the Torah and the toe face of the Torah, he's going to throw out a divorce. And what does Aguna mean there? What does Aguna mean there?
She's alone.
It doesn't mean the classic way. She's alone. She'd rather be married. Tamla is a Tamla in normal. Kamara Kadusha Memal Vimanav. She'd rather be married than single. Oh, what does Aguna mean according to Blazer? What does Aguna mean according to Blazer?
He's
going to what? He's going to get going. And if they have to wait around for the what? For a sober to write up the what? The toface. He's going to leave her alone and she'll be mamish in a guna. Yes? All those reasons. Go ahead. These reasons do not apply by Ashpel. Why don't they? You tell me. Why don't they apply by Ashpel? You tell me. What was the first thing of a katata? That's going to foment machlokas and cause worse shalom bias and want to get divorced. He's already holding by divorce here. He's taken out of the garbage can. And what's the aguno? That's a katata, according to Meir. What's aguno, according to Meir? That he's going to throw the get. What do you mean? They're fighting already. He's so angry at her. Ratach. He's going to throw the get right at her. What were we worried about? According to Meir, were we worried about what? That Lamaisi is going to what? What are we doing? The garbage can. If he's holding by taking out of the garbage, he's holding by the foreskin anyway. Even if he's not a hot-tempered guy. So both those reasons don't apply. We don't even need to get words out of our mouth like Gunas Gurna Blazer, because we're going with the Remeir. Rav Nachman Hayom Remeir, yes? So you don't need to say it over. I just wanted to do it in a complete fashion. You follow what I'm saying? So it comes out, Lamai says these don't apply. So you see, it's put the Lechachila. Sign to get and give it. Dvar Torah, no, not true. Not just the right, so even the Rabbono. Even the Rabbonon, the rice and the Rabbonon, you can just sign it and give it. Go ahead. Uman. What does that mean? What was that? Business wise, business. Business is business. You know what I mean? We should never be like that. Halacha governs our whole lives. But there are guys who say, business is business. I don't care about Ono, I don't care about Rivas. You know there are guys like that. Business is business. Come on, it's ridiculous. But here, though, the sober's got to be ready to go. He's only sober in town. So we let him write up the Tanakama. We let him write the Tofes. Go ahead. Umayim the first name. Umayim the
first name. Also, we shouldn't come over.
Period. What does that mean? What does that mean? The one who says the Kana Sofer and Rabbi Lazar allows the least to write the what? The Tofes. is mashma the coin through a mayor, what? You cannot what? You don't have to leave anything what? Empty. You can fill in everything. Toe face and what? Toe rafe. It's mashma and mutter the whole thing. You got that? The whole thing is mutter according to mayor. Go ahead, Baha. So why didn't it say chasmuna? Why is there a vav? What's the first letter on the Amud? What's the first letter on Dalam and Afin Gittin? Yosef. Vav. Take it out. Why didn't you write chasmu? Which would imply what? Sign it and give it, which means the karkhila. Why didn't it say it like that? If you're so gung-ho on that, it's the karkhila. Go ahead. Which means what? You know what people would think? That this is the way to go. Garbage can, man. We're garbage can, man. If you would give this, if you would write the Chasam Nusra, people would think we're garbage can, man. That the Gittin should be pulled out of garbage cans. Because the Chasam Nusra is doing it. It's an imperative. It's a command. That's a show. The best bet is to hire a sofer, write the get like a man, and you want to divorce her. If you would write the word v'chasmu v'nusla, it would give off the impression this is the only way to go. Find the get that's in the garbage can that was written for you and names in your wife, and it was thrown out, and find that. Like, that's nuts. That's the best way. That's what the words mean. Lo sagi lo abadachi. It's not enough not to do it. It means a double negative. This is the way to go. This is not the way to go. Happens to be, if it's gone that way, it's l'chachilu. Happens to be that if it's gone that way, it's l'chachilu. But doesn't mean you have to do it this way. It's my way or the highway. Garbage can way. Ridiculous. That's why it says v'chasmulo. But don't get me wrong. It can be still done l'chachim. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. We got to go back to the Gemara with all these tzitzit. Okay, Wednesday we'll have a lunch, guys. So plan